And today I'm going to review the Dr. Nugent Wellness Training. Just a couple other announcements we just put on there. The Manatech Now, Tuesday, November 25th, which is coming up a week from tomorrow, a day of Thanksgiving. So it's not going to be a typical Manatech presentation where we go through the plan and all the things that we've been doing every 2 weeks, right? It's going to be different. We're just going to have a lot of associates, corporate officers. It'll be a big, you know, a day of Thanksgiving. It's going to be us to celebrate what we are thankful for. So be there, be present for that. You know, listen to it, watch it on Manatech Live. And can you invite new people? Of course, but don't bring them with the expectation they're going to hear about the products, the company, how to build a business. That's not what we're going to be going over. You're just going to hear from lots of people about what they have to be thankful for. So it'll be a great time of shares by people local here, and we're going to actually have a Thanksgiving party. So if you have a group in your home, it's a great time for you to be thankful to all the associates in your organization or even the consumers you have. Just invite them all over. And some people go, well, Mary Jo, why should I invite consumers over? Because they're just consumers. I don't use the word just about any person in my life. You get this? First of all, I honor all my consumers. They're awesome people, and they're doing a great job. But secondly, when you involve them in groups like this, you might find a brand new business builder out of them. You might find that they have three friends that because you just reignited their spirit about Manatech and what this product has to do, and guess what? Now they give you four more leads or three more leads. This is, appreciate them as the diamonds in your business because they are the diamonds in the rough that just continue to consume, love the products, but every once in a while you want to cherish them in your life in a way that's special. So maybe have a Thanksgiving party at your house and just put on the Manatech Thanksgiving event that we have at Manatech headquarters. Okay, just an idea. Building Champions call again every Saturday with Bo. Those are always terrific. And then the last thing I want to bring up is the end of business period. This is end of business period 12. It ends Friday. So just, you know, do whatever you can and close out this business period in a great way. Everybody knows those activities to participate in. If you don't, contact your upline to get the information on how to close out a business period in an effective way. Know also that this Friday is a hard close. In other words, Manatech will not let you call Saturday, Sunday, or Monday to change anything. The close is 12 midnight Central Standard Time Friday night. And they're doing that both for November and December because of the holidays, making sure they can get the checks cut and sent out. So be prepared for that. You know, so that just means a little extra work, a little bit more conscientiousness in the Friday instead of waiting until Monday. And I know we don't have exact real time on all that, but you can do your best. All right, everybody clear? End of business period 12 this Friday. Closes off, absolute, no questions asked, 12 midnight Central Standard Time. Hook it up, great. And I think the other reason is what happens after the week of Thanksgiving? The group, including myself and Lydia, we are so honored and so blessed to be able to go to Punta Cana. It's just going to be a great trip, incentive trip. Once again, my husband didn't want to go, so Lydia was crying because she's forced to go with me. That's a joke, people. We're going to be there, and we're also going early to join corporate team to do strategy sessions for 2 days in advance of the regular trip. So that's a blessing, too. We're excited about being able to participate and contribute in that way in a beautiful environment. So we will give you feedback from that. Hopefully Lydia's going to arrange somebody to be on the Monday call. I think it's the, 9th or something, Lyd, or something that Monday, two Mondays from now. We will have a call, even though next week is Thanksgiving, we will have a call next Monday morning. Okay, now we're ready. Lyd, okay, I think she already has me taped. She's going to cut all that. All right, any questions from anyone quickly that I can answer? Okay, good. So we can jump in and get started. Okay, so this is a wrap-up. Yeah, 16, 17 pages of wrap-up, as you can see. This is why I couldn't combine them both last Monday to review both of them, because this Dr. Nugent's wellness training that he gave on Sunday was 4 hours, 11 to 4:30. All right. So, yeah, 4 hours because we had a half-hour lunch. So it was 4 hours of training, and it was intense, and there was a ton of information, and I'm giving you, like, a lot of that in this outline, probably the most comprehensive outline that you could get other than getting copies of all the slides. And we have a lot of those slides because we took pictures of them, but basically you're getting most of that information from the slides in this presentation today. So, and really what he did, let's talk about Dr. Nugent. He gave a presentation. In fact, his first hour was about the psychology of successful business building, which was incredible because I've never heard Dr. Nugent talk about this. But, you know, he's very capable of discussing this with us because he was a Manotech associate. In fact, he got all the way up to the presidential level at one time in Manotech before he joined the corporate team. So he knows how to build a business, and he understands psychology of selling and marketing. And he, in fact, sometimes I would complain about him. I said he sounds more like a marketing guy than he sounds like a doctor sometimes. And that's one of the reasons is because he's so incredibly excited about what we have in our products. And, you know, for a guy who's got all the degrees he has and had a very successful practice, it took a lot for him to, you know, take a pay cut in terms of what he was making to join Manotech. And you just need to appreciate what he did to do that and what that says about Manotech to him because of the integrity of the company and the products. He just found there's no better products out there, so he wanted to tie himself directly with the Manotech product line, just like you and I do, although we're not corporate, and I kind of go, thank goodness we're not, because I really love being in the field and the independence we have. But we, too, as associates in Manotech, have tied ourselves to this incredible group of products. So let's jump in, and first we're going to talk about psychology of business building. The second point is going to be about why supplement, and then the third point is the products, including the bundles that he's put together, grouped together products to help people with different, challenges in their life, not diseases. And he talks about these training tips are important for, you know, for anyone in giving any kind of training that you're giving. You should implement these in all of the trainings that you do. Take them into account when you do trainings. He kept laughing all the time. He said, you know, he would tell a joke and people would laugh, and he said, everybody just improve their immune system in the room, because he says there are 11 scientific studies that confirm laughter improves immune system. So to have a sense of humor and put some laughter into it is an important contribution you make to the people who are listening from you. Psychologies of three, learning, retention, and easy duplication. That's basically what you want. Learning, retention, easy duplication. Public speaking, learn to tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, then tell them what you told them. So in other words, a repetition of three is what people really will hold on to and continue to carry with them when they leave the room. So remember that psychology when you're out there sharing with people. Because people, what does that tell us overall? People don't retain very well. And he talks about a scientific study out there about threes. Why is there a psychology of three? Well, a drug company did a test because side effects were detracting from the sales of their products. So they did a test on television and found that when they mentioned one side effect, like the majority of people, 98% retained the information. When they mentioned two side effects, 94% retention. When it got to three side effects, they still had 92% got it right. But after they got beyond that, with four side effects, 74% of the people got it right. So now all of a sudden, you saw the dramatic fall off, almost 20% fall off of how people could retain it. And if you mentioned 11 side effects, there wasn't one person who could retain it. So the power of three is that's about the level of retention that people have. So when you break things into three points, three major issues, that's about as much as you're going to get people to retain. Keep it simple, he said. If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself. So he's really good. And he gave a lot of quotes about that. You should use common words to say uncommon things. Simplicity is the ultimate in sophistication. And as Dr. Nugent says, high tech equals low check. So keep it simple. You saw the South Africans where they do everything on chalkboards. And if you want to work with millennials, you better get the iPads out. But, you know, keeping it simple makes you duplicatable in this business. And successful interaction with anyone depends on the psychology. He emphasized as well kind of what I said earlier, understand what they want. How do you understand what somebody wants? You ask questions, right? Because people don't buy what they need, they buy what they want. And then when you follow up with them and build a relationship, then you can introduce them to everything they need, and they'll buy, because they have the trust. So, well, first of all, you want to solve what do they want. Find out their why. Find out what they are looking for and present them a solution. Because I don't know anyone out there that doesn't talk about either health or wealth as two major issues in their lives, right? So you got it. But that's you're going to find out what it is that they need. Or what they want, not what they need, not tell people what they need. Additional tips, he says, relationship business, again, listen, build new relationships. Body language, he got into that. I'm not going to get much into that. You can read books on that, but it's important to understand body language, because not just to read somebody else, but also to make sure you're not closing yourself off to other people due to insecurities or whatever might be going on in your life. You want to be open and out there so that people trust you. Absolutes. This was a huge category, so I want to spend some time on it, because a lot of us, we get into the sales mode and we talk in absolutes. There are no other studies on the face of the earth. This is the best product in the world. There's nothing like this that you can find. Follow the language. And he says, we do all that stuff, and you know what? The funny part of it is, if we just said, in my opinion, this is the best antioxidant in the marketplace, people are going to take that exactly the same way as if you said, this is the best. They're not going to read that there's some other better product out there because your opinion doesn't stand for anything. You follow me? People hear what they want to hear. It was really fascinating to me. It is absolutely true psychology. In fact, that's why if you ask me to give a review of a event and you ask somebody else in Manatech to give a review, you're going to see two different outlines, because we hear different things through our set of sunglasses. Now, I've worked really hard to avoid that because I understand it so well today, but I can see other people's materials that come out of these conferences, and it's amazing what they pull out versus what I pull out. It really is. It's fascinating to see that. Well, that's just how we hear. It's how we hear things. But the important thing is we want to stay away from absolutes. Don't think in absolutes, because when you make absolutes, people are going to think they're not going to trust you, because they're not going to think you're accurate. Because in life, there are really very few absolutes that exist. We can't say we have the absolute best, we have the best product here, we have the best product here, we have the best, that doesn't need to be said. You understand the language. When you talk about, you know, there's a breakthrough technology called glyconutrients, glycobiology, and Manatech was the first company to put together a complete glyconutrient product. In fact, they started the science of nutritional glycobiology. Now, what does that tell you when you're hearing that from somebody? Huge. You follow in all that language. There's no absolute in that language. So stay away from absolutes, you know. It's just we want to build a credibility. This is all about you building credibility for you, because if you lose your credibility in a conversation with somebody by throwing out a ton of absolutes because you're insecure about products or whatever, he says you lose them. And maybe some of you are ineffective in doing that already. You can look back and say, why aren't these people signing up? I can't get anyone to sign up. And start listening to your language. Redraft that language. Reprogram yourself in how to say things. Really critical. So we use words like, you know, some people like to say, well, take this because it really will help you cure or help you mitigate or help. I mean, these are all, you know, unlawful words now too, but I mean we make it, this is the best thing you possibly take for your eyes. No, all you do is say I'm going to suggest that you take these products because they're associated with eye health. People are going to hear that those are great products for eye health, or they support better eye health. Follow me? Support is a great word. Right? So he gave us a list of words that we could start building into our vocabulary, like may, can, help, support, suggest that. We have a study. You know, studies don't establish something as absolute. Studies suggest that. We have studies that suggest. And we have products that are associated with different disorders, right? Without saying a disease. In fact, he says never, ever say a disease. Never. You never mention a disease. But you could say eye health or heart health or, you know, memory, cognitive function, and all these kind of things. All these things. And we have a number of studies that suggest that Ambertose makes a major impact on cognitive and memory in those functions. See what happens? People go, wow, that's great. You know, you don't have to say that it absolutely will improve your memory, because we can't say that. We don't know that that's true. We just know that we have studies that suggest it has incredible impact on memory and cognitive function. Yeah, great. See the difference in wording. Softer languaging, because, you know, this harsh language of absolutes chases people away. And they talk about, what else, using right words, scheduling. You know, the only average person can retain around 7 days, so you need to have multiple forms of reinforcement. So for those of you who are bad in follow-up, guess what? You're losing people left and right because you're not immediately following up with them. What else did he say? Videos. You can read through a lot of this information. Essential business rules to have a product that everyone needs. He talked about us. These are important for us as a company. When you are meeting with new associates, saying why you have a good business model, because we have products that everyone needs. Everyone needs nutrition. We have a product that's renewable and consumable, so that means each month they're going to buy. And the product is exclusive to us. In other words, you're never going to find it on Walmart shelves, right? You won't be. Now, there's an absolute never. Always, never. These are absolute. So watch out. You said that you won't be, you know, finding this on Walmart shelves, or Walmart doesn't have access to this product or any other store because Manitech has patented technology, right? Instead of saying you'll never do this or absolute it. Again, I'm working on my language just as we all need to be doing that. So train your products periodically. He also said that, always train on your products. He says follow up after a meeting when you invite people to a meeting. You know, everyone gets in the car and the first thing they have buyer's remorse. So you want to make sure you hand a DVD out to them as they leave a meeting to listen on the way home, or a CD or something they can pop in their car that they can listen on the way home. Isn't that a great – I never thought of that idea. And Nugent is going to make one for us. Corporate has signed off on that. He's going to make one for us that kind of talks about standard objections and things like that, and he's going to help you to just help people overcome that on their drive home. He also gave us references in the library. Everybody's got that. We're like on the end of this section on this the psychology of successful business building. All great. I loved what he did. In fact, my idea for this whole section was to put together like a little trifold that you can hand out to your brand new associates, because you want them to be trained on these things before they ever get started, don't you? You want to help people be the best they can be, and the psychology of selling is a major part of that whole aspect. Second major point that he came across, or section of the training, was on why supplement. Convince your potential customers that they need supplements, of course, help understand Manitech difference, use tri-bundles to focus on their health simply and efficiently. So we're going to go through all of these categories. First of all, we have to convince that they need supplements, so that's why I'm doing one. That's going to be why do we need supplements? We need antioxidants, and the USDA today is recommending 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis to get the necessary phytonutrients to operate as antioxidants in our body and give us the other necessary ingredients for our bodies to function. And he talked about oxidative stress, because pollution increases every day and we get more and more toxins in our food, and a ton of health issues are tied directly today. There's a long list of those to toxins. And if people, he made the comment, he said, if people say, but your products are so expensive, so how can I afford them? And he says, okay, so let's look at this. Your government tells you today that you need 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables. How much would that cost you on a daily basis? That's a great response. I think that's a great thing to ask people. How much would that cost you on a daily basis? Far more than $1, $2, or $3 to get 7 to 13 servings in, right? And so what are you doing? Compare it to what the government's telling us our body needs every day, and that's why we're so unhealthy. We're the most unhealthy developed nation in the world. So I can show you how you can get 13 servings a day with swallowing two capsules at a cost of perhaps one-tenth of what you might be buying local produce for, right? Isn't that great? Again, I could show you how you could get that at a cost perhaps one-tenth of what you might be paying from local produce, right? Great. So languaging, again, great concept awareness. He put a warning out there about all the supersized all the movies that we have out there. He said, you know, be careful of those, even though they support what we're trying to do. There's a lot of misinformation in them. They're drafted with absolutes and to be dramatic instead of accurate. So just be a little bit careful and of quoting from them and other things. AMA states most people do not consume an optimal amount of all vitamins by diet alone. We know what that statement. So again, that's why we need to have what. They're suggesting vitamin minerals in our body, and he, let's see, look at a picture. Nugent said he would use this for objections to human blood. I don't know if we have a mix. I don't know that that goes. Maybe I've missed my page. They're not paginated. Georgie was, I think we missed Georgie. He, hang on, people. I didn't look at my outline. It looks like I missed a page. Oh, yeah, if the Georgie study is right afterwards, the Nobel Prize in Physiology for Medicine in 1937, Albert von Zent Georgie, Nugent said he did Manitek a huge favor. He lived when synthetic vitamins were being born, and he basically was saying, I don't believe that synthetic can work the same in the body as vitamin C from real food. And then he proved it by treating scurvy. He studied scurvy. He did two groups with had scurvy. He gave one a group of food vitamin C, and they were cured, and the other group from synthetic, and they were not. And it doesn't mean he's saying you can't tell people synthetic is just garbage and terrible because it just doesn't work the same as real food. So he said ascorbic acid, you don't say is no good. It just does not have anywhere near what real food vitamin C has. Notice the difference in the languaging, because some of us will look at a product and say ascorbic acid, and we go, oh, it's terrible, don't use it. And that's not what you want to say. You want to say, you know, ascorbic acid, it's just insufficient. It doesn't have anything near what real food vitamin C has. And we have proof. This is the Albert von Zent's Georgie study that was done back in 37, established that. Synthetic vitamin C does raise the level of one immune cell, so it does raise an immune response. But we know that the real food one is much better. So it's just a matter of choice. Follow me? A little different approach to that. Why vitamins? Approximately 68% of Americans take nutritional supplements, and that's a statistic by the federal government. Also, approximately 95% are taking synthetic or fractionated vitamins and minerals. What does fractionate mean? We'll get into that in a minute. These are a 2010 study with all the deficiencies. This is a study published by the Department of Ag, all the different levels of deficiencies we have. So if you know that 95% of our population is taking synthetic or fractionated vitamins and minerals, and a study in 2010 showed these levels of deficiencies, which is what all these people are taking, right? Of the 68% that take nutritional supplements, 95% are taking synthetic or fractionated. So how come 90% are deficient in potassium, 80% deficient in vitamin E? Follow me? So if diet is enough, then why is it Americans are so deficient? So people that argue this, all you got to do is give them these statistics of the American population. If diet is enough, and then they say 90%, and they say, well, they just aren't eating proper diet. And I go, oh, really? So only 10% of our population even comes close? I mean, still 90% are short in potassium, 80% in vitamin E. And we understand the vitamin E problem because we have so much synthetic out there. And wait till you hear about the real food one I'm about to talk about as well. But this is great statistics to talk to people about diet isn't enough. Why do we have these significant, in fact, I would like to get a copy of that study just so I can have it with me, because it really tells us a lot, and it tells people a lot. Because an average American walking around doesn't know what their deficiencies are in all these vitamins and minerals, do they? They have no clue. I mean, you have to get specific studies done in your blood to understand this, and they're expensive, $250 for a full blood panel to talk about all these deficiencies, and some of them don't even show up in those panels. So it's a tough thing. So diet is not enough. Clearly, synthetic supplementation is not enough either, because otherwise these deficiencies would be a lot lower, since so many people, 95% of those taking nutritional supplements, are taking synthetic or fractionated. So we know we need what? Real food, vitamins. We need real food. Minerals. So, and he always did a three-point review of each of these things. So again, there's a three-point review of this section. Points of confusion that come up for us when we're working in the field, natural. Well, petroleum's natural, but they're not good vitamins and minerals. So you can't, natural means nothing to you. It really doesn't, because there's so many things. Arsenic's natural. Petroleum's natural. So all those vitamins that are created out of petroleum byproducts, you're telling me they're good for me when they're put in a laboratory? Wrong. And natural can be used, even though like a certain percentage of it's not natural at all. People are still allowed to label it natural. Organic, anything containing carbon molecules is organic. This means my boots are organic. So he was laughing about that. So nutritious is not about whether they use pesticides. The California law for organics quotes, no pesticide was intentionally applied. Well, what about all the unintentional? So it's not even clear that you're getting pesticide-free. Is organic better than non? Yes. Do I abide by, you know, the rules out there about the what's the name of that site, Lynn, about the vegetables and fruits? You guys know what I'm talking about. I haven't looked at it in ages. I had copied it off, where they give the good and bad fruits, where you want to buy organic versus not buy organic. Yeah, sorry. I know you guys are familiar with it. I'll get it out. My brain just is leaving me. But it's they give you the list of the dirty dozen, right, that whole thing. Clean 15, dirty dozen, that's what it is. Just type in clean 15, dirty dozen, and you'll find the ones that you should. I abide by that in terms of buying organic, because I don't want additional chemicals in my body, but I understand that doesn't mean that they're more nutritious from a perspective of containing all the nutrients my body needs. And I'm not eating 7 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables, and I eat a ton. My refrigerator is full of them, but even if you looked on a daily basis, I might get I probably get 6 to 8 servings in on a daily basis in my life. Because right now I have like 4 or 5 different fruits in my house, and I have many different vegetables, so it's there. But it's, I don't know how you get it. I'm the average and my husband thinks I'm a rabbit, and I drive him crazy with all the fruit around the house. But it's hard to do that. Naturally sourced could be from plants, but it could be from rocks, right? The calcium that they're saying increases the risk of heart attacks in women by that study that came out 2 years ago, those are all naturally sourced. When you use slate and limestone to make calcium supplements, you're naturally sourcing it. So watch out for that languaging. Plant sourced. Huh. Whoa, this is what we're talking about. Georgie said there are cofactors that cannot be synthetically made. That's why we want plant sourced. Now, here's one. D-alpha tocopherol is natural. Now, what is D-alpha tocopherol, you guys? That's right down on your outline. That is vitamin E, okay? But the problem with D-alpha tocopherol, when we see that, when it says D-L-alpha tocopherol, that's synthetically made. D-alpha tocopherol is natural. But the problem is this. The real vitamin E is not just one tocopherol. It's 4 tocopherols and 4 tocotrienols. So it's not just one tocopherol. So legally, they're right that this is plant-sourced and it's vitamin E, but it's fractionated. This is where the word fractionated comes in. In other words, you're getting a fraction of what the vitamin really is. You're not getting the real whole food molecule. Fascinating. Why would your body look for a fraction of the molecule? So D-alpha tocopherol is natural, but not the entire vitamin E. So you got to be careful on those things. So that's another, that was a big aha moment for me, because I analyze a lot of vitamin minerals, and so many of them have the DL, which is synthetic. And then I look and find the D, and I go, well, that's at least natural. But I never knew to suggest insufficient. It's not a complete molecule, right? Real food technology, again, this is, so using plant sources as Manitech has, people use that plant source concept out there, but it fraudulently, because they make fractionated vitamins and minerals. So now you still are short. You still come up in the case of the shorts. Real food technology, Manitech. That's it. So we want to make sure our products are fully clean. There's nothing foreign in them. They're all from food, plant-based substances. They're 100% complete. You know, we take everything once plant digested. It's just, so you got to be careful. There's a lot of illusion of truth out there, right? And people are doing a lot of things to confuse the consumer. And, you know, if you, this is a great training. And in fact, this is another piece I'd like to put together for training and get Nugent to sign off on it. Because I think some of these things could be put in a document that easily you could give to people that think they're so well-versed in things, yet maybe they're missing some fine points. Because these are fine points. Now, again, overwhelming information. You don't give this to the brand new person you just start because you're going to overwhelm them. But this is great data for you to understand. So you can be more, you know, you can be more effective communicator and more accurate. You don't want to lose your credibility because that's hard to gain back. So again, we know about Manatech. We know that chemical plant or real plant. We put those slides up. These are just basic slides you've seen in the past that you want to be aware of. And tests have shown that minerals contained in the most popular brands and multivitamins don't even dissolve. They're not soluble. So you want to get minerals from where? Plant digested. And the mineral crystal versus organic complex, so getting a mineral out of the soil versus one from the plant, I gave you a copy of his slide on the very last page of your outline. And I know it's a little blurred because these are pictures of his slides. That's all we could take is a picture. But it shows you the difference between the mineral crystal and the organic complex. One is, you know, very structured, not very soluble, a very high melting point. The other has a very low melting point, lipid-soluble complex, which is really what you want in your body. You want something more usable versus from a rock, right? The mineral crystal versus the organic, which organic means once absorbed by the plant. So that gives you an idea of what transpires once it's plant in the plant source. And I never saw a picture of that before, so that was fascinating to me. I thought you might be blessed with that. Number three, products. So then after he got through this section, he got into the products. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time in the product area because I think most of us know a lot about the products themselves. PhytoBlend product, PhytoBlend powder is the natural source for our PhytoMatrix Nutriveris. And we understand the Indian mustard plant and, you know, we understand crush from plant, make PhytoBlend powder. Everything's from plant sources. And we also make Nutriveris and PhytoBurst chews as well as our PhytoMatrix from this. Phytonutrients meaning is antioxidants in fruits and vegetables, which we don't get enough of. We already established that. And we, again, he went through the people, number of people are taking it. He did a comparison, again, remembering what? We have complete plant-digested vitamin minerals, plant-sourced, all these kind of things that make a difference, and that's how we build our PhytoBlend powder. The Nutriveris is not meant to replace OSP, meant for the person. Again, he talked all about that, and I think everybody's pretty familiar with the idea that Nutriveris is a terrific product for a person that only wants to buy one. Because they did a study out there, and they found out the average consumer, if they're going to buy a nutritional supplement, they only want one. And you've probably had a lot of people say that to you. They don't want to swallow five different things. They want to take just one. Doesn't you have one that has everything in it, whatever? Nutriveris is the one. If they're only going to take one, that's the one. But it is, you know, the OSP is far superior. That's really the best value that you have. The OSP with the omega-3 and ambertose, you know, Nugent says that's a knockdown, dragout value. In fact, I use that prolifically in getting new people signed up. Never do they sign up just with ambertose because I can show them with, for $30 extra, you can get almost $120 of more product. And they go, well, how do I do that? And I go, well, Manatech understands that this is how the average associate takes the products after years and years in the field. These give you the total needs of the body in terms of essentials for the body, necessary nutrients for the body. You got this package, and accepting the omega-3s, you can do that for another, you know, $30 for $199. But I always get people bounced up to the $169 because for $30 extra, look what they get compared to just buying a bulk ambertose. So it's an easy sell for me to do, and I suggest you guys do it. It's a great, great deal, absolutely great deal. The hydroponic growing, too, he brought that up because people are saying a lot of people who do hydroponic growing use chemicals. He goes, we don't use any chemicals, zero chemicals in ours. But people who do it, they use a lot of chemicals because it makes it simpler, and it's they don't have to worry about certain issues, which is hard to keep control of in a hydroponic growing setting. Well, Manatech keeps control of it. They just will never put a chemical in their hydroponic growing. And, of course, we also use the Brassica juncea, which is incredible, the way we grow this, the plant that has the most absorption rate in terms of minerals from soils. It's got that reputation for hundreds of years. And the idea that we also use it hydroponically means we keep total 100% control of the outside air, so no possibility of contaminants. He talked about minerals being rocks, companies say, hey, we grind up our rocks, so we grind them up so small that you can absorb them. He goes, it's still a rock. And that was a great thing. And again, I gave you that copy of the slide there, so it's important to know that. Then he went through Manatech difference with other people, you know, when we talk about these. And this kind of was just interjected in the phytoblend area, so that's why it's in the product category. I just kept all of this in the same order that Nugent taught it. He talked about science. What makes us different from everybody else? Science, safety, efficacy. Science first. We talk about, you know, most companies don't even have a lab. They use borrowed science. We have real science. We have science that we've actually established, the science of nutritional glycobiology, and they do massive testing and studies on all the things we do. As safety-wise, we have a multi-phase or multi-step safety system. Most people, because the law only requires one step in safety, we have multiple steps. And why do we do that? Because we can and we care. That's the thing. And when it comes to efficacy, we prove with science. When you send your doctors and medical professionals to manatechscience.org, he talks specifically about gluten-free. He said all Manatech products are gluten-free, and that's what's said in our product catalog. That's guaranteed by the company, so you have no issue about gluten in our products. All products are safety tested through the multi-phase or multi-step testing program. All products, okay, so they've been through multi-step testing program. And Manatech does not buy ingredient materials known to contain genetically modified materials. Now, some of you might look at that statement and say, that sounds like it's a circumventing. Well, the problem in the United States of America, you cannot say non-GMO. You can't do it. Why? Because there's no federal definition of non-GMO, and you cannot put a label on a product that doesn't have a definition tied to it by the federal government. You might have got that? So you can't put on it non-GMO. So you can put, here's the language we can use. We meet, because of this legal issue in the United States, and I wonder why that's present. Can you understand that? The big, huge, multi-million-dollar companies, billion-dollar companies that are fighting all this GMO labeling stuff in all the states. All you got to do is look at the laundry list of contributors. They're all over the internet. You can find out who they are. You know, some of our worst enemies out there in terms of putting garbage in human bodies are fighting all of this. All your soda companies, it's crazy what they're doing. But they're, you know, putting multi-millions of dollars to fight GMO labeling in these different states. Well, they're the same ones. That's why there's no standard for non-GMO. They don't want people to be able to label non-GMO. Otherwise, they would establish the standard. It's established all across the world in probably 40 other countries, but not here. Crazy. Anyway, so what we can say is we meet all requirements of Europeans' non-GMO standards. You can say that. We can also say Manatech products do not contain genetically modified DNA from genetically modified GM sources. That's another great, I like that statement best, because the other one sounds more like we're relying on somebody else's standards. So both of those statements you can use. Just know we're non-GMO, okay? More than 20 years old, and he just gave some more statistics on the company. He says, we've spent more than $50 million since the day we started on research and development. We are the science company. Bottom line, no one else can make that kind of a claim in terms of that sophistication. In fact, this is why every time they do something with the Direct Sales Association or even, you know, when you heard me last week when I talked about the Roys being out in Congress and they said the DSI says, you guys unqualifiedly have the best products. I mean, this is what they heard over and over again. You hear that all the time in the industry. You know, people might complain about our marketing plan because all they want to do is chase money, but they never, ever question the validity of our products, that we truly have the best science, the best products in the industry. All right, Ambertos, again, most of you know most of this information about Ambertos. You can read through all this stuff about Bill McAnally. Manipul's a trade name for the ACE man and molecule from the aloe plant. And the theory that came out, altered glycoprotein structures might be a result of dietary deficiency of vital sugars. That's the theory that that McAnally relied on to build the product called Ambertose. It all started with Manipul. Mannose was the only saccharide there. And when Bill found that there were 8 necessary saccharides, he went out and sourced the other ones. He built the product we know now today as Ambertose. 1996, when that product came out, won the Biochemistry Discovery of the Year Award, right? National Academy of Science is now saying 2012, glycans, which are the glycostructures made up of these ambertose saccharides, also known as carbohydrates, saccharides are simply as sugars, play central roles in many biological processes and have properties useful in an array of applications. Huge statements coming out everywhere now and from the most highly respected international scientific organization. Now, when I put this in parentheses, this is because it's an opinion. Well, these are all, of course, opinions of Dr. Nugent, but he says he doesn't want to say glyconutrients ever again because we didn't trademark the word glyconutrient. Would have been a great thing for us to have done back in 1996, but we didn't do it. We did do the better thing, which was filing patent applications on Ambertose. That was brilliant. But filing a trademark on glyconutrient would have been even better because that was a connotation. That word was actually made up by Dr. McAnally. So we don't have control over that word. He says, we want to use Ambertose or Ambertose technologies. Now, that's not a directive that all of you have to change your terminology because that's not coming from corporate office. It's coming from Dr. Nugent's opinion. But that's what he's saying in terms of protection of patent. They are going to have a tendency because Manitech themselves use the word glyconutrient. I use it all the time. But they're going to start moving into that arena where you're going to see less of the word glyconutrient on Manitech materials to, again, protect the patent on Ambertose. We're going to talk about Ambertose, right, or Ambertose technologies. Yeah. And he said, people always talk about proteins facilitating cell-to-cell communication. He says, where the heck's the research on that? We have the research on the glycans, on the glyconutrient structures. When they are properly matched to each other, they communicate properly. So what happens when they're not matched? That's the issue, right? And we see in Nature magazine about cell structures, sugar structures necessary for rec cell communication and immune function. And for any function of the body needs fuels, materials, and cellular communication. Any function to take place in the body, it needs fuel and it needs cellular communication. Those are important concepts. Any function needs cellular communication. So why wouldn't you want these saccharides in your body? And when you talk about Ambertose technologies, don't use singular because they're two separate ones. We have advanced and classic, so you want to use both of them. That's another comment by Dr. Nugent in terms of his opinion and how to talk about it. He says, we have studies that show with only one serving of Ambertose, it improves memory function in one day. So we talk. What do we talk? He give you some advice about what do you want to talk to millennials about. Well, issues that are important to them are energy, memory, immune system, tired, and baby boomers. It's almost all functional about memory or just overall, being able to be, the aches and pains and feeling more just overall better health as we go into our senior years. NSF, Oldis, he talked about the NFS standard, about purity and content. Almost none of the other products in the nutritional industry have this NSF certification. And I've been to health food stores that said, Mary Jo, do you have NSF certification? Because we don't want to do the testing on whether the product's real or not. We rely on outside sources. So it's a critical issue and a big one. Let's see, glycans, he talked about advanced versus classic. A lot of people have that issue. There are he listed 11 ingredients. He said the first 9 ingredients are absolutely identical between basic or Ambertose complex versus advanced. The glucosamine, you need to know, in basic it's shellfish-based, advanced is plant-based, and they function exactly the same way. So one doesn't function differently than the other. It's just people might have a fish allergy or seafood allergy. You might go with advanced over that. Manipul, the basic or classic always had it. Now advanced does too. They have 50-50 with aloe gel, varigel powder. There's 200 milligrams of Manipul in basic, 100 milligrams in advance. Many more fucoidins. The fucose is a larger quantity in advance from the Wakami, and that's not in classic, which is one of the reasons they sometimes say they advise using advanced for immune system. So if you had somebody with a cancer patient or something like that, absolutely advanced, always advanced. Advanced also has the beta carotene in it. Serving sizes are different because of the high level of saccharides and the differences. The Classic's 1 teaspoon, Advanced's 3/4 teaspoons. And he also showed the tear sheet on the benefits of it, and you've got the tear sheet. The intriguing number for me was the number of countries where patents are granted. Because we know the patent numbers. We always hear about 99, or we have over 50 patents on Ambertose now, right? How many different countries, though, is the issue, right? And we now know we have 30 different countries where Ambertose is protected around the world. And I believe we initially filed patents in over 60, but then we added more. I'm not sure how many patent applications we put in countrywide, but I know we initially filed for 60. So we're half of the way there in getting the patents from all the countries around the world. People sometimes ask, why didn't we put Vanipol initially into the first Advanced Ambertus complex? And the reason for that was they were afraid of a shortage of Vanipol. And now we have a great new source, makes it more accessible. We get 1,600 pounds of Vanipol to make 2 pounds. Oh, that's wrong. 16 pounds of aloe to make 2 pounds of Vanipol. Sorry, there's a typo there, people. You want to correct that one. So you need to make 2 pounds of Vanipol. So now we only need 1,100 pounds. So it takes a lot of aloe, the natural plant, to make Vanipol. So just so you know that. And that's why they were fearful of shortage, but they have a much better sourcing now, Costa Rica, and the way they're processing it, that it's much more accessible for us. Common questions about Ambertose: is it safe for sugar-sensitive individuals? And I just put in there the double-blind placebo study. You can look that up. Allergy to aloe vera. Of course, most people are allergy to aloe vera, allergic to the yellow sap of the plant, and Manatee has virtually zero of the yellow sap. So we haven't found anyone who's allergic to aloe to be allergic to Ambertose. Next, he talked about Plus. We know about the endocrine support product, gland foods. All of these are requirements. All glands have amino acids, protein, et cetera, requirements, not all the same, but they all need the plant foods. Ours, Plus, contains nutrients and foods that we've used throughout our history. Plant sterols are needed in our modern diet, and because our modern diet contains virtually none, very important to understand that plant sterols or plant estrogens are not human estrogens, right? Beta-cetosterol is hugely important for prostate gland. We know that by all the commercials we see on all the funny products out there that are, watch out for those, he said. None of these nutrients, these plant sterols or beta-cetosterol, work on their own. That's why you need B6, magnesium, omega-3s in the form of EPA or DHA to get the maximum results. Too much omega-6 may cause the body to excrete nutrients, a study shows, and you know what our ratio is today. It's like 10 or 12 to 1, omega-6 to omega-3s. So we want to be in balance. So it's not about when we get into omega product, don't take omega-6s, don't get a balanced omega product. You want to definitely add omega-3s to your daily diet, and that's a specific one. Ambertose A.O., why take antioxidants? We talked about that earlier, about all the toxins out there. He promoted his book, How to Survive in a Toxic Planet, which is very good. We're all, in fact, there is a study that he published in there, the results that said that these chemicals are now found in every fish, every human, every waterway they tested. They found these chemicals, 75,000 chemicals that did not exist in our environment, and several hundred of those have been tested to show to be really bad for human and animal health. It's another reason why we see that so many of the fish, male fish, are now, laying eggs or producing eggs. I mean, all these contaminants are causing devastation in our water supplies and in our animals and fish. Serum ORAC test, considered the gold standard. You really need to understand that. Most companies use the ORAC fluorescent test, which gasoline and turpentine have a high ORAC value because they fluoresce. So is it really fluorescence that matters? This is the fallacy that our science team says is ridiculous, because, it might be a readout, but the problem with it isn't very accurate. Like, you can say you have a fluorescent level, but what is it doing in vivos? So Manatech actually took some of these products, and I believe one of them, and we're not supposed to mention competing products, so I won't give the name, but the charts out there that Manatech published to show what happened in human blood. But this company said it had an ORAC value be like 100,000, and Adidine went on and on and on. And Manatech went back and tested this product in vivos to see what it did in blood, zero ORAC rating. So it fluoresced to 100,000, according to their records, but it had zero increase in your radical absorption capacity in your blood. What test do you prefer to take? You want to know what's going to happen inside my human body. So our test of the serum ORAC test is absolutely tops in terms of, you know, the best possible, and here I'm using absolutes. It's absolutely absolutes, right? That's why I use absolutely. It is a test that is so incredibly important to value because it has to do with one thing only. What is it doing in your human body? I don't care what it does in a petri dish. I don't care what it does by a black light. I don't care about fluorescence. I care about what is it doing to my blood level antioxidants. And we can show that AO increases our antioxidants in blood by 37%, right? Four different studies have come out with this. Omega-3 is important to have omegas in your body, and he just basically went on and said, essential to the health, essential for natural anti-inflammatory production, essential for eye health, essential for maintenance of normal level of blood lipids, and therefore heart health, and thus for heart health, right? Because that's what we're about. So omega-3s, I take omega-3s every single day. I have been doing it for, 18, 16 years. And Nugent takes 4 of ours in the morning and 4 at night, just to give you some idea of how much he powers down. I don't do that level, but that's up to him, what he takes. And he also talked about he ate tilapia. Tilapia has no omega-3s, just omega-6. So when he eats tilapia, knowing that, he adds more omega-3s in his diet to make sure he stays in balance. ALA, some people talk about the plant-based omegas, and he said our bodies can convert ALA to DHA and EPA, which is exact. DHA and EPA are the ones we need. They're already part of our blood. That's what we need. And he said anchovies have exactly the same balance of EPA, DHA as the human body blood does. Isn't that cool? That's kind of cool. That's why we use anchovies in our product, right? But then we need nutrients from our blood to do it, and some bodies are not sufficient, resulting in poor absorption. So ALA is not an efficient or effective complement instead or alternative to the omega-3s from the anchovies and from the fish family. So I know some people are, you know, they're not going to eat anything from animals, and, you know, they stay true to that. They're going to end up with ALA. That's their choice. But he's saying that's a problem when it gets around to omega-3 supplementation. Then he talked about the krill because krill got so hot. Well, krill is the food of whales. First of all, he said, why do you want to take the food away from all the whales? Because that's what whales eat, right? So when you have mass production, everybody gets hot on krill. Everybody goes crazy. And the other aspect is 2.5 billion people in this world are never going to eat omega-3s from krill because of religious reasons, because krill comes from the sea, but it has no fin or scales. So we know that it's against what the Bible talks about in terms of eating from the sea. How fast your body absorbs krill, it has no health advantage, because that's the one thing they always talk about, that fast absorption rate with krill oil. Who cares? It doesn't make a difference. No health advantage in the human body to have faster absorption. None. If one absorbs at the same level as the other absorbs and one just does it faster, who cares? And he says that's their whole shtick that they sell on. Ethyl esters, he talked about those. It's, you know, they muck up distillers. They're bad for the body. You don't need distillers or heat processes to do if you use what? If you use a very high-level oil to start with, and that's what ours is. It's all about purity. The marketing tricks people use are about certification, purity claims, styrofoam challenge. And he says, by the way, styrofoam, cholesterol is not made out of styrofoam. The whole issue is purity. EPAX is where we get our oil. And the EPAX 6000 TG is the oil we buy from the manufacturer. And they've agreed to give us an exclusive. Manatech has an exclusive on it. It's ultra pure. And it was declared most pure by the European Union scientists. The EPAX received the Frost & Sullivan Award for Product Differentiation Excellence in 2012. So critical. Essential. When we talk about essential fatty acids and omegas, it's essential because the body can't make it. That's what the word essential means. So our vitamins, minerals, some things are essential. Glyconutrients, we can't use the word essential around them. They're necessary for the human body, but through 30-some enzymatic reactions, our body can convert some of the basic sugars into the other ones. So that's the reason we don't ever use the word essential to glyconutrients. They're absolutely necessary because our bodies aren't going through those conversion processes because we have a shortage of enzymes breakdown, and going through 58 enzymatic reactions isn't something that are normal, or 28, whatever that number is. It's not something you don't want your body to expend all that energy doing that when it doesn't have to if we get it in our normal daily diets. So distinction made. Cardio Balance, he's most proud of that product because he built it, right? And he said we don't consume enough of those nutrients in our diets alone, so he added trimethylglycine as well, homocysteine, triglyceride, cholesterol, all of those things. Cardio Balance helps maintain a healthy level of all of those three things in our body. People on heart medication have a low CoQ10, so he added CoQ10 and Cardio Balance as well. It's why heart medication, Cardio Balance, super to support heart effectiveness because of what the medication's doing to the human body itself. L-arginine is thought to increase nitric oxide, which is essential in maintaining blood vessel health. Folate increases nitric oxide production. Garlic helps circulation. He said one of the side effects of Cardio Balance might be like a purple pill, you know, what men use to support prostate function. So it's just one of those side effects. I started laughing at that. I didn't realize that was true about Cardio Balance until he said that. All right, the last thing he talked about, I know we're over time, people, I'm going to run through this real quickly. You can read through a lot of this, is that he talked about the bundles for health concerns. So basically teaching people bundles. If they have a heart, if they're looking for heart support, you give them Ambrotose Cardio Balance Omega-3s with vitamin D3. Circulatory brain support, exactly the same. Same four basic protocol. Now, some of you are saying to me, well, Mary Jo, why is he not going to put him on OSP, or why aren't you going to take Nutriveris, or why aren't you? We have an underlying assumption that people are going to take good vitamins and minerals. That would be something he would put just as because everybody needs it. But when you're talking about targeting heart support or targeting circulatory support, so if you're building somebody a heart support bundle, what would you build? You would build the Ambrotose and the Optimal Support Packs with omega-3s, right? You build that as your bundle and then add Cardio Balance, right? So it's just the bundle plus card. That's how I would do it. So just be clear on that. He's not saying vitamin minerals aren't necessary. He's just saying these are products that help support heart health. But you definitely don't want to be, what I use, and some people go, well, Mary Jo, how do you get them to buy the OSP, or how do you get them to buy the Nutriveris or our Phytomatrix and everything? And I tell people, I say, you know what, we're trying to attack this problem that you have, and we're trying to help you have greater heart health. The one crisis that could occur if you take this but you have other deficiencies in your diet, you're not going to get the same level of response. So let's make sure that we cover all the possible levels of deficiency, and that's what these OSP does for you. It covers your other levels of deficiency. So I don't have to worry about it. And this also, it also lets me go through their whole panoply of supplements they're taking and say, let's get rid of this, 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 and this. Because you're covered by all of this. So you no longer, because they say it's so expensive, I go, well, what if you stop buying these 12 things or these 8 things over here and just do this? Follow me? You know, people love to take, well, I take garlic all the time. I go, well, it's really nice, but you know what I mean? It's not, you're not getting your essentials for the body, right? You got to make sure that they understand that there's certain essentials for the human body, and if you don't have that baseline, and I always, you know, I'm kind of a walking testimonial about that, and as many as you are too, after 18 years on this product, turning 60 years old, and the level of my health, I mean, I don't have an ache or pain. I have no joint pain, no aches, no pains. I run around like crazy as ever. I feel the same as I did 18 years ago, same as I did when I was 22. I mean, it's I have tons of energy, ran a 5K on my 60th birthday, and I haven't run in 25 years. What, you know, there's something going on there in the human body that's supporting it, and I know in my heart of hearts, I go every day with the thought, I have no deficiencies. Because I'm taking these products every day, and that's what you want to reflect. So, again, I went off on a tangent on that, but here, so just understand that underlying philosophy of he believes that everybody ought to be on the Optimal Support Pack. What did he say the best value was? Ambrotose Optimal Support Pack and Omega-3. That bundle he thinks is a knockdown, drag-out, best bundle you could ever buy, best value you could ever get. No one should go a day without it, right? Yeah, $199 that is, that bundle. So, terrific bundle. As an associate. And so you'd see that in here, you just add the cardio balance for the first three, right? And then eye support, he added Phytolo as well. Phytolo is really important. We know why that. Joint support, he says if people have joint problems, bounce back omega-3s, so he added that. Digestive system, Ambertose GI Pro Balance and GI Zyme. The immune function, Ambertose Immunostart and GI Pro Balance. Those three, sorry, they're not really grouped together. The outline kind of split them apart. Ambertose Immunostar GI. Notice how they're all three products. Why? Because three. It's his magic number, three. Right? And there's so right up here on GI Immunostar. I'm not going to go over all that. You can read it yourself. Bowel support is Ambertose Bounce Back Omega-3 with D3. Energy support is Ambertose Plus and Impact. Quick Energy Plus Impact Ambrostart. Blood sugar support, Ambertose Plus and Phytomatrix, sports pre-workout. He gives, and I'm not going to read all these, but you can see he had 16 different bundles that he reviewed with us in terms of how he works with people, if they have looking for certain things, what products he recommends, and now you have all of Dr. Nugent's bundle recommendations as well. But again, don't forget that I don't just put people on those. We add the optimal support packs or Nutriveris to make sure they get 100% of those great antioxidants and the great vitamin minerals that are absolutely a given need in our system today. That's it, people. Whew. I'm out of breath. How about you? Hopefully, how about you guys just giving me some feedback? Did you learn something from this product review that I did in 1 hour and it took Nugent 4 hours? No, I'm kidding. He spoke.
Matthew?
About a,
This
yes.
is Anita.
Yeah.
And I was even at the meeting, and I learned a lot of things this morning.
Thank you. Because we only pick up what we hear through kind of our own set of eyeglasses. So that's why it's a blast to hear somebody else train it, you know, a day later and see what their insights are. But the other thing, Anita, is I don't discredit you because it was almost impossible to absorb everything he gave. And I'm sure my outline still left a lot of things out, a lot of commentary, because it was a four-hour training. And so today you heard a summary. But that's great.
I do have a question.
Sure.
And I was wondering, could you ever just give this synopsis and have somebody listen to it?
Well, this whole call this morning has been taped.
Right.
So why can't you just send somebody to ManaTrain when it's posted there and let them listen?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. May
why
I
can't
do that?
Absolutely. You can send anyone to ManaTrain.
Okay.
Everybody in the world is invited to ManaTrain because you don't need a passcode, you don't need it. It's a wide open website that anyone in the world can go to. So you can just send them to that one. You better get the date down so that they find it. And it'll probably go under trainings. I don't know which category. I'll have to ask Lydia because I don't remember them off the top of my head. But we can send an email out and tell you that. But it'll definitely be posted there for the next 8 weeks because we keep the recent ones in the next 8 weeks.
No.
It'll be an event. Oh, she's going to put it under event review? Well, okay. Yeah, event review.
Okay. And could you do it even if they weren't yet a Manatech associate?
I think it's too much for somebody not a Manatech associate to hear all of that. I would print maybe a printout of the outline and let them read through that.
All right.
Just that's what I would do first. Or if they're going to listen to Mary Jo, get the outline printed out in front of them. Yeah, I mean, most people aren't going to listen to an hour talk. But if it's somebody that's really already in the nutrition field, this would be a good one for them because it would help with distinctions. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Somebody is technically in the nutrition field wanting to know why is Manatech so different? Why should I appreciate it? This might be a good piece for them.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you
good.
Much.
Thanks, Anita. Mary, anyone else?
Mary Jo, this is Angela. I just wanted to tell you, you did a very enlightening 1 hour talk, and I tell you what, it's just even the newbies would understand your language. And
thanks.
It's just valuable, valuable, valuable. I just want to congratulate you for doing that, and it's so applicable, even with the psychology of the
Oh, yeah.
It's just really...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what a wonderful training. That was a surprise training from Dr. Nugent, because none of us expected that as well, but it was great. Thanks, Evangeline. And we missed you. We love you. Anyone else? Okay, great, everybody. Have a super week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. We'll have our next Monday call, and have a wonderful week. And again, don't forget, end of business period. Love you guys. Bye, everybody.